All right, Spartans. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Spartan mindset. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into something that might feel a little counterintuitive at first, but trust me, this is game-changer stuff. We're talking about the power of forgiveness and letting go of that nasty little bugger called resentment. Now, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness? Sounds like some touchy-feely stuff, but hear me out. Holding on to grudges, simmering with anger, it's like carrying around a backpack full of bricks. It weighs you down, steals your energy, and frankly, just makes life miserable. You know that feeling when someone wrongs you and you just can't shake the bitterness? That's resentment eating away at you from the inside out. But here's the thing, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or saying it was okay. It's about freeing yourself from its grip, taking back your power. Think of it like this. When you forgive someone, you're not letting them off the hook. You're unhooking yourself from them. So, let's break down some key takeaways to help you unlock the power of forgiveness and leave that resentment in the dust where it belongs. First up, understand that resentment is a thief. It steals your joy, your peace, your time. It keeps you stuck in the past, replaying those painful moments over and over again like a broken record. Forgiveness, on the other hand, sets you free. It allows you to move forward, embrace the present moment, and create a brighter future. Second, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the person who wronged you. You're doing this for your own well-being, your mental health, your emotional freedom. Holding on to resentment only hurts you in the long run. Third, don't confuse forgiveness with forgetting. You can forgive someone while still acknowledging what they did and its impact on you. Forgiveness doesn't mean saying, what happened didn't matter. It means choosing to not let it define your future. Fourth, start small. If you're struggling with a big resentment, break it down into smaller pieces. Maybe start by forgiving yourself for anything you feel you could have done differently. Then, focus on forgiving the person who hurt you in stages, acknowledging their actions and choosing to release the anger. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of resistance, even setbacks. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. Ever felt like that one person's words or actions just kept playing on repeat in your head? Like you were stuck in a loop of anger and resentment? You know the feeling, that gnawing bitterness that just won't go away. I remember this one time. I had this friend who, well, let's just say they weren't exactly known for their loyalty. They did something that really hurt me, something that made me question our entire friendship. For weeks, I was consumed by anger and resentment. I replayed the situation over and over again in my head, dissecting every word, every action. I held on to that bitterness like a lifeline, convinced it would somehow validate my pain. But here's the thing. All that anger and resentment was only hurting me. It was keeping me stuck in the past, preventing me from moving on, and building healthy relationships with others. It took time, but eventually, I realized the power of forgiveness. It wasn't about condoning my friend's actions or pretending like nothing happened. It was about releasing myself from the grip of anger and resentment so I could heal and move forward. So what did I do? First, I acknowledged my hurt and pain. I allowed myself to feel those emotions without judgment, understanding that they were valid responses to a difficult situation. Then, I started practicing compassion, not just for my friend, but also for myself. Forgiveness isn't about making excuses. It's about recognizing the humanness in all of us, including ourselves. We're talking Spartan mindset here. Think of forgiveness as your superpower. It allows you to rise above negativity, reclaim your energy, and create a more fulfilling life. So, Spartans, choose freedom over resentment. Choose forgiveness over bitterness. Remember, Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. Go out there, forgive yourself and others, and unleash the power within. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. Leave us a review if you found it helpful. Your feedback helps keep this Spartan fire burning bright. And until next time, Spartans, stay savage, live free, and dominate every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.